Okay, let's take a poll. How weird does it feel to be called someone's fiance, right? The first time you hear it, you do like a double take. Your heart kind of flutters, and before you know it, you go from, let's just enjoy this moment, to we're planning a fall wedding. That's where Zola comes in. Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place and have fun along the way. From free planning tools like a budget tracker, super necessary, and website, to a venue and vendor discovery tool that matches you with your dream team, everything on Zola is designed to make your wedding journey as easy as possible. And with invites that can be completely customized and a wedding registry packed with gifts you actually want. Zola takes you from save our date to thanks so much without breaking a sweat. From getting engaged to getting married, Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com. Happy wedding.
It's your B-Morning Coffee Club, and my daughter's making a move. She was in Kansas City. She went out there for a job.
Right.
Remember, she had a little bit of an issue with some of the coworkers. One guy was yelling at her, and
yes,
I went
yes,
to HR,
yes.
And the guy was in the wrong. And they figured out that she's not happy with the toxic environment, so they offered her a severance package. She's moving back to Denver, and she's applied for some jobs. Two called her back, and she calls me yesterday. And this is Amia, my oldest one. She's like, hey, are these salaries good? And I'm like, I don't know. Can it pay your bills? I mean, that's
right.
A start. And I don't know everybody else's salary out there. And what's
like
really,
in comparison, like
yeah,
what people are making.
Yeah. Debbie, thanks for jumping on with us. We know you work at a dealership. Are maybe you could help us out with salaries. Do you work in a service department?
So no, I work in the admin office. So I do more of the back end stuff.
Okay, so she does the paperwork and whatnot. So how long have you worked there?
Here, I've been here 2 years. Prior to here, I was with the DMV for quite a few years.
Oh, wow. That's a government job. I would think that would be the good job, but they must have offered you good money to switch over to a car dealership doing the back end.
Do you need a certification to do this position?
Not for this position, but for the state, you had to take a civil service test. And you had to qualify in the top three in order to be considered for the position. It's super competitive.
Wow. Okay. So let's think about this. Oh, by the way, are you like your own boss in the office or?
No. So I have a boss, but she does not work in my office. So like I am solely responsible to get all my stuff done, but I do have someone that oversees me.
Are you full time?
Yes.
How many hours a week you got to put in?
So we are scheduled for 40. It just depends on what a lot of times a lot of the girls leave at 40. Some of us, if we feel we need to stay extra to get stuff done, we stay late. They offer overtime if we need it.
Okay.
Okay, so you're not salary. You do have hourly and overtime available.
Yes.
All right.
I am so intrigued. Debbie, can you stick around? It all started with my daughters asking me if this is a good salary. Debbie volunteered to tell us about her job and salaries. We should try to guess what she makes. What do you think?
What a fun idea for a game.
Yeah, she
yeah,
gave
like
us
guess the salary.
Guess the okay, we're starting it.
Like what
today.
Do we know?
Yeah. All right, so you heard her description.
Yeah,
and once
yeah,
again,
yeah.
Thank you. Stick around, Debbie. We're going to make guesses next. Oh, plus it's going to help you win second row tickets to see Bailey Zimmerman. It's all coming up on WB. My oldest daughter was asking me about salary. She's making a job change, and she's like, is this a good salary? I don't know. And then Debbie was kind enough, works at a dealership, not in service, in the back administration there, and she started describing what she does. We're like, let's try to guess her salary.
Prior to here, I was with the DMV for quite a few years.
All right, we're going to get more into that next. Who care what others make? Maybe in a new year, you're looking for a new career. What kind of money's out there to be made? My daughter was asking me about that. 92.5 WB, TJ Bo, producer Hope. And I'm like, I don't know salaries. I mean, if they could pay your bills, maybe. Debbie was kind enough to talk to us and describe her job. She's at a dealership. She's in the back administration part, working the papers and stuff like that. And we asked her some questions, just having fun, trying to guess her salary.
To do this position?
Not for this position, but for the state. You had to take a civil service test, and you had to qualify in the top three in order to be considered for the position. It's super competitive.
What else does she describe us?
She also, so she's former DMV. Like she just said, civil service exam, which means she has a civil service job, and she had to be in top three, 40 hours a week plus overtime.
Mm-hmm.
So she's hourly plus overtime. Her boss isn't in the office, so it means that she kind of oversees herself. She's kind of her own boss. So, yeah.
All right, we're having fun. Guess the salary. Maybe you're guessing, too, while you're driving along, listening through the speakers there. And then we're going to turn it into the world's easiest contest for second row to see Bailey Zimmerman at CMAC. How about you go first? What's your guess of her salary?
My guess.
What? Are you ready? You need descriptions or are you good?
I'm good.
Okay. All right.
I'm going to go with 68.
Do I have to tell you if you're right or close?
You could say high or low if you want to, or we'll just keep guessing.
It's not right. We'll say that.
Okay.
Okay. I am going to guess, because if she left a government job, not that the government pays that well. Let's say, I'm going to say 60,000.
Nope.
Okay, so 60 not right, 68 not right. I'm hoping I'm going to go big. I'm going to say 75K.
Closer, but no.
Oh.
Well, that's okay. Wow.
All right.
Well, good for you then. We're always trying to guess salaries. We're just curious. We're nosy.
Yeah.
Thanks for playing along, Debbie. You know, spontaneous, just trying to figure out her salary.
That's a good gig if you can get it.
So yeah.
Over 78.
Over 75.
Over 75.
So you were closest,
I was closest. Let's make that part of the world's easiest contest here. Who was closest here? Call number 919. Let us know. 585-252-WBEE. 252-9233. Call number 19. Who was the closest as we tried to guess Debbie's salary? For you to win second row tickets, Bailey Zimmerman, CMAC. B Morning Coffee Club, Allie. You are call number 19 for the world's easiest contest. Debbie was kind enough to describe her career, her job, and we played guess her salary. Who came the closest in guessing?
Bo was the closest.
Oh, thank you. Yes, I got lucky. I just went high. Money, money, money. And she's making good money.
Yeah. You're going to be the closest. Second row tickets to see Bailey Zimmerman. Allie, you're going to be at the Country Summer Tour, CMAC, August 9th. Special guest Dylan Marlowe. Drew Baldridge, courtesy of Bowery Presents. Tickets don't even go on sale until tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com, but you just wonder if anybody can even buy them.
Yay! I'm so excited.
Have you ever been that close, second row, at a concert?
No, definitely not. I'm really excited.
Well, we're making it happen. Tell everybody who you love, waking up and winning with every single morning.
92.5 WBEE. You guys make me laugh every morning.